Arizona's trading relationship with Mexico is vital and leads to billions of dollars in economic impact. A key component of that trade is the ability of commercial trucks to cross the border in an efficient way, and any kind of slowdown would be an unwelcome challenge. So a little more than a year ago, the Arizona Department of Transportation, or ADOT, started a program aimed at helping ease traffic at the border by training Mexican truck drivers and getting their vehicles ready to pass inspection. And with me to talk about that is ADOT's director, John Halikoski. John, what's the background of the program? How did it get started?
We were getting, quite a few complaints about truck wait times for inspections at the border from mayors in Nogales, Somerton, San Luis, and also from business entities. As you can imagine, wait times at the border, whether you're hauling produce or other durable goods, are a problem because time is money. So it grew out of a way to more efficiently move traffic by making the Mexican trucks safer so that they weren't held up by inspections.
Can you give me some details about what some of the training involved and how many people were involved in it? And I guess, is some of it common sense, or is some of this, you know, really in-depth stuff that maybe the average truck driver wouldn't have known?
Well, in the United States, everyone here goes by commercial motor vehicle safety standards. And those standards are nationwide, and they're known by all the truck drivers and law enforcement agencies. In Mexico, you have a commercial driver's license program for Mexican drivers, but very often the inspection process can be quite complicated. I mean, we're talking about brakes, we're talking about tires, all sorts of complicated mechanical issues on the trucks. And so what we're doing is training those Mexican drivers and their companies in commercial motor vehicle safety standards that are used in the U.S.
And John, from a practical standpoint, how big a difference has it made in terms of making border crossing more efficient? Can it continue to do that? Is there more to be done?
Always there's more to be done, because one of the issues we face here is always continuous improvement. So we've held 16 two-day sessions so far, with more scheduled in Mexico before the end of 2018. I have a crew of 5 port enforcement officers who are trained in these standards, and they do two-day sessions in Mexico. We've been in Mexicali, we've been in Baja California, we've been obviously in Hermosillo. We've done 16 two-day sessions so far, with 6 more scheduled here in the future. And we've had 409 drivers who've completed the two-day program. And the stats are impressive. They've crossed the border over 5,000 times, and only 11 times have their trucks been pulled out of service for a significant safety concern. So if you look at out-of-service rates, which we do in the United States, our out-of-service rates for commercial trucks run about 20%. That means they've had a significant violation and they're put out of service until it can be repaired. If you look at the pool we've trained in Mexico, we're at less than 0.25% so far for a year. So the stats are impressive, and we want to keep the program going because it means safety, not only for the Mexican drivers, but also when they cross the border into the U.S.
Tell us about what's going on with the WhatsApp smartphone app, as far as how that can help in a pinch.
Yeah. So what happens with the app is that WhatsApp is one of the most popular ways to communicate, as I understand it, in Mexico. Everybody uses WhatsApp. And we took that and we said, look, what we want to do is ensure that before you even get here and we have to pull you out of service if there is a violation, if you have a question about a mechanical part on your truck, take a picture. And we team them up with enforcement officers they can send the pictures to, and the officer will look at it. It's not a guarantee, but he'll let you know that, okay, that's something you probably should get fixed, or the condition is okay and you'll pass inspection.
You know, in the midst of discussions about tariffs and that sort of thing, one thing that has really come at the core is that Arizona and Mexico have an extremely important trading relationship. How does this, at its level, just sort of play into the bigger picture of that?
So we trade about $18 billion a year with Mexico, just from Arizona. And what this does is that we're trying to draw more business into Arizona. It's more than just about truck crossings. When you look at what happens with especially manufacturing in Mexico, there are many name brands we know here in the U.S. that are made there and sold here. But very often, before a product's completed, parts may cross the border 3 or 4 times before the product is finally completed and shipped. And if you look over at northeastern Mexico, you see a lot of factories on both sides of the border in Mexico and Texas. We have a great connection in Mexico that leads right to Nogales. It's called Mexican Highway 15. And they put about $1 billion of improvements into that highway. So long term, we would like to see more manufacturing and jobs located on both sides of the border in Arizona and in Sonora, because we feel we're a natural hub to be manufacturing and shipping to the rest of the world.
Were there any concerns expressed about the program? And are there certain tweaks? Have people expressed anything saying, well, this is working, but maybe we could try something a little bit different on this end?
One of the things is making sure that we're training more than just the drivers. And one of the things we're looking to improve, and I was just in Hermosillo 2 weeks ago, and I met with one of the companies that manages a lot of the maquiladoras. It's called the Offshore Group. And they want us to set up an exclusive program just for their drivers and their companies, because they're looking for ways to improve efficiency so that when their trucks hit the border, they are completely safe and don't have to be pulled out of service.
John Halikoski is director of the Arizona Department of Transportation. John, thanks again.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.